Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. Help us to learn from your word. Speak to us, Lord. We are willing to listen to your word. Help us to be doers of your word. Bless this time for us. We ask all of this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I thank God for this opportunity and also the Sunday school teachers for giving me a chance to preach. The theme for Children's Sunday is Knowing God. From this topic, I came up with two questions. How to know God, and what are some of the benefits in knowing God? The two questions are the main idea of this sermon. The first question is how to know God. In my own experience, I got to know God through my parents. Parental influence is helping me to learn more about God. When I was growing up, I was surrounded by God-fearing Christian young people. My parents are two youth teams, and the team sang for meetings, camps, retreats, etc. I went along with my parents to all of these meetings. Because I went with my parents, I began to understand who God is. Every week, they used to have music practice, and every week, I was surrounded by young people who love our Lord Jesus Christ. This all happened because of my parents, who were doing ministry to these young people. And also, I see my parents praying and reading the Bible every day. And when I see them reading the Bible and praying every day, I wanted to do it just like them. Reading the Bible helped me to know God. This could also come under parental influence. My parents made me and my brother to read the Bible and remember it till the next day. And if we tell them the right answers about the previous day's passage, then we would get a dollar from them. And that's how we started reading the Bible every day, but they won't give us a dollar anymore. This helped me to see who God is. And when we lived in Kentucky, I used to be on the Bible quiz team. I had to memorize chapters and went to several tournaments in Indiana and Illinois. This is how I got to know God. Jesus said in John 8:54-55, I will glorify myself. My glory is nothing. It is my Father's who glorifies me, he of whom you say he is our God, though you do not know him, but I know him. If I would say that I do not know him, I would be a liar, just like you. But I know him, and I keep his word. Keeping his word will help us to know God better. And the last point is, for how to know God is attending church, Sunday school, VBS, and so on. In the church, we get to know God when we listen to the sermons that the pastor preaches. And also, praise and worship can help us to understand who God is and to know Him personally. Children get to know God through the Sunday school lessons that the Sunday school teacher teaches. And also for children, Children's Sunday is a really good opportunity for them to know God. We learn spiritual lessons in the church, which draws us closer to God. And eventually, it helps us to know God better. The second question we're going to go over is, what are some of the benefits in knowing God? Also came up with three benefits as answers to these questions. The first benefit of knowing God is eternal life. In John 3:16, we read, For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not die, but have eternal life. God came into the world to save us and to give us eternal life. Through believing in Jesus, we come to know Him. And the end result is eternal life. Jeremiah 31:31-34 says that, The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors. When I looked them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel. After that time, declares the Lord, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. No longer they will teach their neighbor or say to one another, Know the Lord. because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. This new covenant is about Jesus coming to the earth. By his birth, death, and resurrection on the cross, Jesus has revealed who God is. It is easy to know God. Rick Warren says, knowing and loving God is our greatest privilege, and being known and loved is God's greatest pleasure. The reason Jesus died and resurrected was to give us the knowledge of God that was lost in the Garden of Eden. John MacArthur says, do you know what's the meaning to being a Christian is? Being a Christian is being one who knows God. The second benefit of knowing God is we will learn to have faith in Jesus Christ. When I read the gospel stories, I see how the blind men, leprous people, the officials had faith in Jesus Christ. This happened as a result of knowing God. How can one have faith in Jesus Christ without knowing Him? So if we know God, we will have faith in Him. The third benefit of knowing God is that we will receive blessings from God. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things here refer to food and clothing. Ephesians 1:1-14 say, in Him we have redemption, forgiveness, inheritance, etc. There are some of the special blessings that we receive from God. In addition to these, we also have love, joy, peace as a result of knowing God. Thus far, we learned how do we know God and what are some of the benefits in knowing God. We know God by parental influence, reading and memorizing the Word of God, attending church and Sunday school. And the benefits of knowing God are eternal life, faith, and spiritual and earthly blessings. Children, God deeply desires that we know Him intimately. Children, do you want to know God? It's simple. First, ask your parents and learn from them. Second, read the Bible regularly and memorize scriptures. And third, attend Sunday school regularly. If we do this, then we will know God. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for this time. Thank you for letting us understand your word. Give us a desire to learn more about you. Help us to learn more about you, Lord, so that we will become your disciples. We ask this in your name. Amen.